Several years ago, a very famous writer who you will, I'm sure, recognize, the name of Oscar Wilde, wrote a book called The Picture of Dorian Gray. And it's basically a story about a man who sells his soul for eternal youth. He sells his soul so he won't grow old. As other people age, he doesn't get wrinkles, he doesn't get age spots, he doesn't get gray hair. He remains with having energy and strength. And everybody around him remarks, you know, how wonderful he looks and how he's able to do so much. But his soul is filled with greed and lust and deceit and wickedness. And the title of the book gets the title from the fact that there was a painting of him, of Dorian Gray, that shows the actual condition of his inner man, of his soul, of his spirit. And so at the beginning of this, the painting is as handsome as he is in real life. But his sin and his wickedness begins to be reflected in the picture. So every act of greed, every act of sin, of lust, of deceit, becomes a wrinkle on the picture, a pockmark